you know that meme with the Futurama fry? Shut up and take my money. Me with fapping kind of thing. I've lost so much money for masturbating, guys. Please help me.
Welcome to episode 4 of MILFs, the Mother I Learned From podcast. I'm Lionel, son of a mother.
You're my son of a mother.
All right, sick. We made it to episode 4.
Yeah, it's
like a month's worth of episodes.
That is. I mean, yeah. It's surprising you've kept it going for this long. I feel like we say that every time.
They didn't think we'd make it this far.
Yeah, I know. All our haters are just constantly saying, please, if you're listening and you're a hater, please stop. I'm please so stop. Close.
Oh, don't stop.
Wait, yeah, actually, please don't stop. I'm so close.
I have, like, the urge to be quieter just because I'm so much louder in my
Yeah, that's.
Ears.
I also get that. And I'm also hungry.
Yeah.
Just letting you guys know in case anybody wants to send me a fucking meal.
Send them a meal.
Shout out the government for not giving me a meal.
What?
I don't know, man. Just sick of it all, honestly, today. I'm pissed the fuck off.
You're pissed at the world?
I'm actually just fucking feeling like Joker right now.
How so?
Walking through the streets of New York and everybody's looking at me going, oh, here's that little...
This fucking guy.
This little freak.
This guy's a little freak.
Let's punish him and show him a lesson. They never do it because they're scared, obviously.
No, dude.
Because I'm so big and so intimidating. But they know that I'm a freak.
And you just got a haircut.
And I just got a haircut. And that's honestly...
So fresh and so clean.
Thank you. That's actually really sweet. Have you ever gotten a haircut by a mom?
Yeah, I have. I know I have.
You know you have?
Yeah, because I knew she was a mom.
I've gotten haircuts by many moms.
Yeah?
Yeah, today I got a haircut by a mom.
Do you know she's a mom?
I'm making an approximation.
He's assuming.
We didn't chit-chat at all, but...
You didn't learn if she had a daughter or son?
She kind of smelled like a little lavender? Bit like cigarettes and some sort of perfume. I'm not really sure what it was, but it wasn't
Was it bad. Like a nice-smelling perfume?
It was all very subtle. I couldn't smell. She didn't smell like much, which is ideal for me.
Yeah, you don't smell like much.
Yeah, that's something people have told me before, so I started wearing cologne, but I don't know. I should get better cologne, probably. It was only $20.
What kind of cologne you have? What's the brand?
You're not supposed to drop. Dude, Phantom did a GQ interview where he dropped all his scents, bro. You're yeah. not supposed to do that. You're supposed to leave people wondering. They're like, oh, what does he smell like? Bro does not watch Jeremy Fragrance.
Drop your scent.
Oh, can I smell you real quick?
Drop your scent, dude.
Yeah. Don't. Bro's trying to dox me. Also, dox us if you can, please.
On what?
What do you mean, on what?
Like, where would they
On
dox?
God.
On God?
On God.
Dox us on God?
On God. Would you like to be doxed?
No.
What about squatted, or swatted, sorry.
Squatted?
Would you like to squat?
I would like to squat, yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah, on a penis.
I can hear it. It's yours.
It's mine?
Yeah.
Okay. You can hear creaking. It's not because we're so quiet that everybody's bored. It's because we're the only two in here.
Yeah. What? Well, it's because you're swinging around in
I
your
can't
chair.
Help. I need to fidget. What are you fidgeting with?
Just, you know, my feet. I'm just like...
Feet cam. Activate feet cam.
Activate feet cam. We don't even have any cam yet.
That's true. Well... We're going to...
Where would we put the cam in here?
We just... Oh God, I don't even want to look at myself first. It's like a fucking jump scare every time I...
Every time you...
In
what,
the mirror.
Get a peek?
In the mirror. I only ever peek. But I do look at my body because it's hot as fuck.
Because it's hard, you know?
Yeah, it's all... I'm like constantly working out in such an evil way. Like in a very American Psycho kind of way.
How does he work out in that movie?
He just, I don't know, he looks buff, and he's Christian Bale, and he's Batman, but...
He's buff as fuck.
And he'll, like, look in the mirror and
he's
be like...
He's Batman, that's one of...
He is Batman, dude.
He is.
Have you never seen fucking Batman?
In a different movie,
was
though.
A fake nerd.
I said fucking...
He always talks about how, I'm so nerdy.
I
yeah,
said,
bro,
in a
fucking... Even watch Batman.
But in fucking American Psycho, he isn't Batman, though.
Huh?
It's just the same actor.
No, dude, he's rich, and he wears a suit. Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God. He doesn't even know shit about the Batman lore.
The lore of Batman.
I can see you looking shit up. I see a blue screen, and you darkened it. You darkened my brightest days.
The blue screen is because I have blue light glasses.
You don't have blue light
glasses. I legitimately do.
You have normal glasses.
No, I have blue light glasses.
They're for seeing, are they not?
Well, yeah, but...
Seeing blue screens?
No, but, like, they put, like, special, like, tint, like, blue light, like... like filter or whatever.
He's lying on air because
I'm literally not lying.
He's jealous of the fact that I don't have.
You can go to my.
And I'm not some screenager. Sorry.
Go to some fucking optometrist.
You're not even a teenager anymore, and you're constantly checking your phone for likes and for Instagram DMs from probably famous models.
Yeah.
And me.
That's where we're getting right now on the MILF's Instagram.
Yeah, a lot of famous models. They're not following, but they keep DMing us.
They keep
we love the show.
We love this. Oh, my God. Oh, I want to be on the show.
Who's, like, a famous model?
Emily Retta.
Oh, right.
Emrata.
Emrata, I think. She's, like, Polish or something. That's all right. That's an okay kind of country. Definitely probably been through a
good
lot.
Good sausages. You guys made some
Yeah,
sausage.
And also food's good, too. sausage. Whatever, bro.
Sausage.
Eggs, bacon, grits,
sausage. Classic.
Classic.
Classic,
bro. And now imagine Polish people singing that. They'd probably butcher it. Yeah, who likes polka? Isn't polka like...
Is it Polish?
Yeah, didn't they listen to polka? Like Mexican like fucking music? They listen to like banda and stuff like that, and they're like, oh, let's recreate it, but wear
leader. But they did it bad?
But wear lederhosen about it.
Leader fucking hosen?
Yeah, I hate lederhosen. If you're dressed in any kind of suspenders, you're getting punked, asshole. This is a message to Urkel, my dad in the mid-2000s, and...
Just kids who would wear suspenders for no reason.
I was one of those kids. I would wear a superhero
shirt. I fucking
shirt
knew
and
it, dude.
Suspenders.
No fucking. That was loud.
I want. My fucking idol was Sheldon, bro. Young or otherwise.
Young or
actually,
old
it wasn't
Sheldon.
Out yet, so. I was kind of young Sheldon, if you think about it. I was the.
It's based on you.
Yeah, but I wasn't
you
really.
Young Sheldon.
I wasn't really smart. I was more one of those kids who, like, I don't know, like, ate his boogers and stuff like that. Just for, like, to see the world burn. Joker son or Wonder Woman daughter?
Joker, son.
What, dude?
Wonder Woman was in the IDF.
Yeah, but not in real life. She's from fucking, like, some Greek island in real life. The Amazon. Oh, she's from the Amazon. She's Latina, bro. You wouldn't have a Latina daughter.
She's from the Amazon.
Joker is white.
Joker is white.
Yeah.
Could be.
Is that okay that he's white?
He could also be Latino.
He could be Latino.
The Joker.
I would hate to be a Latino, so see a Latino so sad, though. But then I'd see him smile and
Joker.
Be like, oh, it's...
That's what they would call him.
Joker. Yo, he's fucking crazy,
fool. Fucking loco.
He's fucking loco, bro. Have you seen his tattoos? They say ha ha ha. Ja 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 ja.
His tattoos say ja 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 ja. Why are you so serious, fool? Why are you so fucking serious?
Oh, yeah, your dad was a drinker, so was mine. What if Batman was Honduran? I don't know. What do Hondurans sound like? Probably like Salvadorians.
Yeah.
Just like a little. Stop, bro. Say some shit.
Sorry, I was thinking about Honduran Batman.
You're thinking about Honduran Batman? Yeah. How strong he would be?
How independent he would be?
Honestly, I guess Batman's... Well, he has Alfred.
Yeah, but, like, Honduran Batman wouldn't need Alfred. He's already got all the skills.
You're saying Latino people will never get to a place where they will get butlers? Or the entire... Is the entire idea of being a butler fucked up?
Not necessarily. I'm just saying...
Would you be a butler?
I would be a butler, yeah. If I could live with fucking Batman.
Oh, like Fresh Prince Butler, though?
Oh, yeah.
Just giving Will advice, like good-ass advice?
Good-ass advice.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Do I live for myself at that point, or some rich-ass family I'm not even related to?
I guess you would live for that rich-ass
family. By the way, when I went to a haircut place, the guy next to me was British, and they were talking about passports a shit ton. I'm like, this is some boring-ass conversation.
Fucking British people are so fucking boring.
But my lady was talking to me. My haircut lady. Or barber. Barbara.
M'lady was talking to me?
M'lady was talking to me, or she wasn't talking to me. That was the issue. And it made me feel like a loser. Like, am I the exception?
Am I not enough for you?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Do I look like a hot conversation piece? Well, guess what?
I got some hot goss.
I have some hot goss. I could tell her about, like, we just talked about, like, the Joker and Batman and stuff. And she'd probably be like, wow,
You're so knowledgeable about superheroes in DC.
And funny. Yeah, she'd probably say some shit. Yeah. She'd probably, like, honestly, she would probably put me in a box. And one thing I hate to be more is to be put in a box.
I thought you were going
to
say she put me on.
She put me on?
What is like, new superheroes or some shit?
Oh, yeah. What's a new superhero, bro?
Freaking,
Maybe the Flash 2.0 or Superman 2.0. These are characters I'm working on, by the way.
Maybe Flash Jr.
Flash. That was so loud.
Yeah.
Hopefully it wasn't that loud.
Sorry. Static Shock.
What does Flax Jr. look
Flax
like?
Flax Jr., he's kind of like the same as Flash.
There is a kind of a Flash. There's a Flash family. So a Flash Jr.
Flash family?
Yeah, they're called the Flash. There's like Wally West and there's like Wallace West.
That's the same name.
They're different, bro. They're different. And there's like his grandson.
William West.
William West. That'd be pretty solid. Is that what Flash Jr.'s name
Willie West, yeah.
Willie West. Well, he's not Barry. Is he Wally West West's son or Barry Allen's son?
He's this Barry Allen.
Boring as fuck. Fucking nerd shit, honestly. If you like Batman, kill yourself.
You like Batman.
I don't fuck with him that much, dude. I don't like him that much. I like The Flash, but I would rather kill myself than talk about him for more than 20 minutes. Because honestly, see, what they don't talk about, they're always like, oh, kids kill themselves because they're bullied. No, they kill themselves because their interests are so lame.
Because they're into lame shit.
They're playing fucking World of Warcraft like, yeah, bro. Come on.
Wow, dude. Did you ever get into World of Warcraft?
No, but there was a girl I had a crush on who said she was like level 99. I'm like, wow, bro, I gotta grind this out. And then it was too expensive, so I just didn't go through with it.
I gotta get on this shit. No, dude, World of Warcraft was like always like a different type of fucking dorky to me.
Yeah, that's fucking. Yeah, honestly,
like there are levels to that shit.
You guys are bitches, honestly. You fucking clickety clack away.
Exactly.
But like, is it better than like fucking League of Legends or some shit like that?
I don't know.
I never got like, into that either.
What's the difference between someone obsessed with fucking Call of Duty and someone obsessed with World of Warcraft?
Don't even get me there, because I was a Call of Duty fan. I was cool, dude. I was like quickscoping fucking fools and stuff like that. Yeah, man.
On FaZe and shit?
I was a fan of FaZe. I wanted to be in FaZe. I would have.
Did you submit your clips to FaZe?
I didn't record a clip. I didn't have an Elgato, bro. But
Elgato game capture?
Yeah, Franco did. And I wanted to him.
Fuck, did I?
I was hoping he would give me. But the most I would get is a quad feed here and there. Let's be honest.
we should get an Elgato and just game away.
Stream UFC. You said you would be your streamer. I would never be your streamer. Unless I was making a lot of money.
Yeah. I wouldn't be like an up-and-coming streamer.
And look at them retiring so early. It was too much work for Aiden Ross, bro. Do you think you could hack it?
Fuck Aiden Ross, dude. I don't give a fuck.
I say fuck Aiden Ross too, dude. But he was a strong soldier. And he couldn't even deal with it. He was friends with freaking...
Your guys.
I Show Speed and Kai Cenat.
Kai Cenat.
And guess what?
What? Kai Cenat streams for like
they're legends.
Legends.
The Legend 47. What is that what it was?
I don't remember.
Legend 27.
Legend 27.
Shout out. That's a sort of David reference.
That was a David reference.
If sort of like maybe like middle school, maybe like fifth grade for us.
No, it was later than that. It was like middle school.
Fifth grade is basically middle school.
No, like it was like eighth grade freshman year.
I don't think it was that late. I don't think Donald Trump was president yet.
You would know.
Yeah, I know. I helped him get into office, man. He's like, I need a Latino kid to do something.
Yeah, it was 2016.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is the game? Like, it was one of those...
Game of War.
Oh, I thought it was like Rise of Empires or some bullshit.
Or fucking Raid Shadow Legends.
Oh, yeah, some
shout
shit
out
like
Raid
that.
Shadow Legends.
They would always put, like, Kate Upton in Greek clothing and that she would be...
Oh,
like,
yeah. Holy shit, I repressed that.
You repressed that? Dude, why would you want to repress someone so beautiful and Aryan, honestly?
Oh, the Carl's Jr. ads? Oh, my God.
Oh, when you see a hot girl shoot a gun, dude, it's actually the best.
When a fucking babe eats a fucking cheeseburger?
Oh, my God, bro. I can't even come faster. Bro, oh my God.
My two favorite things, babes and fucking burgers.
I can't even decide which I like best, bro. Would I rather fuck a burger or eat a girl?
Why not both?
I'm not a cannibal. I would never do anything like that. I would eat probably.
Are you sure?
You're right. I would probably
like in desperation, I'd eat someone. Like some fucking...
As someone who could be trapped in, like, an isolated situation with you, I don't think I like that.
Society is...
You would eat me, bro?
Not you, if there was a third person, okay. Yeah.
I would...
Society is snow.
But then I would turn against you because of that, and you'd probably fucking eat me. I'd
eat you. If you were the last other person.
Dude, I've seen Bones and All. Eating is a sexual experience, so...
Bones and All?
Gay? Gay much? Bro, you're eating my dick, bro?
Pause.
Bro.
Oh, my God.
If you... cut a dick off hard, will it shrink and all the
all the blood's out, so yeah.
It'll soak out. Yeah, I guess it'll have to deflate.
Yeah.
That's a miracle.
And then it'll shrink in your hand.
Physiology, honestly. Anatomy. I love thinking about sort of human bodies and the way in which I would eat them. Because I'm sort of a creepy little guy.
You just said you wouldn't eat.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a joke.
It was a little bit.
Yeah, but just be aware, if we were trapped on an island together, I'm ready to defend myself. I'm always carrying.
Carrying what?
Like a fucking revolver or some shit.
Nah, dude.
I used to want to be Rick Grimes when I was a little girl, and I always fucking, and I would always be like,
I was never into Walking Dead.
Girl! What?
Girl. I was never into Walking Dead, just the game.
You're
Clementine?
The Telltale games? Yeah. Yeah, those were fire, too. I was in the whole kind of universe. I would read the comics and stuff like that. And now you're reading.
Shit.
Now you're reading Invincible, bro. I
haven't read it in a minute.
You got the fucking yeah. I went to the San Mateo Public Library and I bought the compendium.
Like when?
Or I didn't buy it. I rented it. I was probably like 10.
Oh, you're still talking about Walking Dead?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, that nerd shit.
Oh my god, he got He's so immediately tired from me talking about even anything remotely.
He's on some nerd shit today.
I'm not nerdy. Please don't.
Speaking of not nerd shit, the NFL draft is today.
Oh my god, he's gonna get into this bullshit.
Eminem is there.
Oh my god, he's Lionel's only favorite, only rapper he likes is Eminem. By the way,
no, there's Tom McDonald.
That's an awfully hot white supremacist.
And Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh yeah, he loves Mac.
Post Malone.
Mac Miller's as far as you'll get.
Mac Miller.
You'll be like, oh, he's from Philadelphia.
From
The suburbs. The suburbs. Oh, okay.
No, he's from Pittsburgh, actually.
Is he? I don't fucking care, dude. Well, he's dead. I shouldn't say that. He's fine.
Yeah.
Circles or something like that? Did he make a song called that?
No, that was his album.
Mirrors?
Pretty good. That's Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I don't care, man. All these white rappers. My favorite white rapper, Justin Timberlake.
Bringing sexy back, dude.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Ow.
People say I kind of look like Justin Timberlake.
No.
I look like a less devious Justin Timberlake. Did you hear about what he did to fucking Janet Jackson, bro?
Yeah. That's pretty known.
Were you watching that Super Bowl?
No, dude. I was like 2.
I was watching it, dude. And
That was before YouTube was
it
created.
It scarred me, man. I'm like, how could someone do that to a woman?
Exactly.
I hate that shit. And guess what? Janet Jackson probably has kids. She's probably a mother.
Probably mom. We haven't really talked about mom.
We've mostly been talking about whatever nerd agenda Lionel has for
today. This motherfucker's bringing up comics and fucking Walking Dead, Flash.
Yeah, man.
Nerd shit like the...
Yeah, I hate to be put on the blast is all. I hate to be caught. Okay, so what's something about moms you'd like to talk about?
Let's talk about postpartum depression.
We've talked about that so fucking much, dude.
We've talked about that once on this podcast.
Yeah, but at 4 episodes, that's already too much for... Come on, we can't recycle shit. What's like a new mom thing? Diapers?
Like, what about diapers?
Like, would you use... What age did you stop using diapers? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't think I could tell.
I was probably like 15, to be honest.
15.
Yeah, man. It was... the bullying was horrendous every time we do swim class.
I was in swim class with you.
Yeah, I know. And you were gathered up with the bullies making fun of me. You're like, it's self-preservation.
That was you? I didn't even know that was you back
then. You didn't know? Oh, yeah.
This was before.
This is when I wore a mask every day. And not like a dream ass. Not like a COVID mask, you libtards. More like a sort of goblin mask. Green goblin, that is. Comics. That was a good impression. Willem da fuck?
More like Willem da fuck.
Yeah, me be like, me when I see Willem da fuck. Yeah, dude.
Anyways, diapers.
Yeah, but when I was 15, I suddenly decided, hey, man, I don't have to do this to myself. It was such a sense of security I got from wearing a diaper that I was like, I need to expose myself to the real fucking ass world.
The real ass world?
And now I don't wear anything bottoms-wise. I Winnie
free ball it?
I Winnie poo it every day. Every day. Just because...
That's true. He has no pants.
I won't let the lip stop me. And yeah, he keeps glancing down. I know you can imagine. You.
Free the ball.
Read the ball. Yeah, I know. I do only have one because the other one got hit by a car.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Just clipped me a little bit. Thought I walked away unscathed. Clip that. but I look on the ground and I see, actually, a lot of men don't know this, inside your ball sack is actually two little fetuses that actually eat you when you die and become people.
That's how people are born.
The circle of life, it keeps us
going.
Our balls. Would you be Simba from The Lion King?
No.
You wouldn't want to save the day? Because no. Oh, because your dad would die and you'd be too sad?
Yeah. I'd be,
You'd be what, Timon?
Yeah, I'd be Pumbaa.
You'd be Pumbaa?
I'd be Pumbaa.
Should I be Timon or should I be Simba?
You could be whoever you want.
I kind of want to be Simba. I kind of want to be M character vibes.
Main character?
I did that last week.
You did. We're just reusing bits.
We're not reusing bits. I'm not that interesting, so I only have so many things to talk about. Yeah, but I'd probably... Timon's cool, though, man. He eats those bugs. They look good as fuck.
He does.
Simba does, too, if you watch Lion King 1.5. Shout out.
What's the difference between that and...
I get to have sex with a beautiful lion if I'm Simba. That actually ruins it, so I'll be Timon.
Yeah, be Timon.
I kind of want to be Pumbaa, though.
I'm already Pumbaa.
Be Timon, bitch.
No, dude.
Timon.
Timon's actually Dominican. Timon.
Lion King takes place in the Dominican Republic.
Bro. Yeah, no, everybody knows it takes place in the DR, dude.
Yeah, dude. The famous desert.
The famous desert, dude.
I actually don't know much about geography, so there could be a desert. I don't think it's very big. Island. More tropical vibes.
Island vibes, yeah.
Tropical. Is there a desert island?
Una Matata. That's how.
Why did you say it like that?
Because it's a Dominican accent.
Well, it sounded like you were doing some sort of African accent. Not that well.
No.
I'm going to cancel you, bro.
Cancel me, dog.
Where in Africa are they even? They don't even describe it.
I don't know if they say it.
That's because the maps are made up. Does it happen before or after colonization, The Lion King?
Before, way before.
Are there any humans in any of The Lion King movies?
No.
I love the second one. And there's no humans in it. There's just hyenas.
Yeah.
And what's the evil guy's name?
Mufasa?
No, that's the dad. Scar.
Scar.
His son, dude. I love his son. That's my favorite character.
What's Scar's son's name?
I don't remember. But they sing a song.
Your favorite character.
They sing a song at him, and they go, dun, 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 disgrace. And they say, evil as plain. And the hippos are saying that or something. As the scar on his
face. Never seen it. Deception.
Disgrace. It's actually really fucking fire, bro. And I can tell you haven't seen it just because I kind of get no aura from you.
Zero aura?
I have aura.
I have aura.
You don't have aura, bro.
I have all the aura.
Yeah, you have aural. Always talking. Always yapping. Never showing people your strong stuff.
I always bring out my strong game.
I was whenever I oh that feeling when you show a lady your strong stuff. Oh, please don't run! Please don't run!
This is my strong stuff.
Wait, I still have to move it. And I'm not talking about penises.
No,
I'm talking about like muscles and stuff like
exactly.
that. I usually carry mine in a bag just to show people
muscles.
Muscles. Why'd you say it like that, man? He took off his headphones.
No, I wiped away my headphones.
You wiped, bro? Are you pooping right now?
No, bro.
Oh, my God. He's pooping on the pod.
Oh.
No way you cut a hole out of your chair just to shit while talking to me.
Bro, it's convenient as fuck.
You're so ingenuitive. Is that a word?
No. Innovative.
Innovative. Whatever.
That's what you were thinking.
I think it could be a word.
Ingenuitive?
Ingenuity.
It could be a word. Let me.
Is he looking it up?
Inge.
Anyways, today I woke up. It was like 9.
Yeah, it's a word.
It's a word?
Yeah.
I told you.
Having ingenuity.
I'm basically a dictionary. Call me Merriam-Webber. I hardly know her. Webber up. Yeah, that's something Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Bringing it back to superheroes.
Would you be webbed up by Spider-Man, man?
Nerd. No, only if I was falling.
But what if some fucking Gwen Stacy ass shit happened to you? You break your back.
Well, then that would be unfortunate.
It would be unfortunate. But he did his best at the end
exactly.
of the day.
Exactly. And then he comes back and he saves MJ.
Zendaya?
Yeah.
I love Zendaya. I'm so excited for that new movie.
Challengers?
I wish I was one of the men.
The tennis guys?
Is that the same guy who made Call Me By Your Name or something?
I don't know.
Call me by your name.
What happened to Lil Nas X?
Dude? Yeah, dude, not releasing anything. What
I
the
fell
hell?
Off a little bit.
Honestly, Panini, bro.
Panini was good.
Oh, you liked it?
You didn't like Panini?
I don't know. I'm not really his sound doesn't really speak to me. I only really liked Old Town Road, honestly.
I didn't even really like Old Town Road.
What, dude?
No, dude, I like his other music.
I wanna... I wanna suck
you can...
it. Sorry, I was just singing the song.
I wanna suck it.
Yeah, the famous Lil Nas X. I wanna suck it.
I wanna suck it.
Dude, I'm always saying that. I'm always quoting Lil Nas X. Always saying
that. Ralph, but he's horny, dude. I wanna suck it.
Dude, that's kids' media. You can't say that.
It's fucking Wreck-It Ralph.
Fix it, Felix, but he's so fucking horny, bro. I want to fuck it.
I want to fuck it.
Dude, it's not that interesting, a joke, honestly. Not even that creative.
Fuck it, Felix, dude.
You're going to make me cry. And guess what? He dates the blonde lady who's voiced by Sue Sylvester from Glee.
From Glee.
From Glee. And guess what I feel?
Nerd shit he's
guess what I feel when I see a loving relationship between a femdom and a femboy?
Glee.
Aww.
Glee.
Yeah, I feel glee. Aww.
Aw, man.
Aww. I love when there's a tall woman and a very tiny guy.
That's the ideal.
Would you date a 7-foot woman?
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark style. How tall is she? Like
she's
six,
probably three? Six.
6'3", something like that.
Caitlin Clark?
Yeah. Would you date a WNBA legend?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely I would, dude. When she flies you out.
That'd be awesome. Well, I don't
she's
know.
Six
she,
foot.
What kind of wages do they get? Can they fly
she's
you
making
out?
6 or 70K a year.
That's not a lot at all.
But she got a Nike deal. That's 3.5 mil a year.
Okay, that's pretty solid. Good. But she's like a
she's
very
like
much
one of one.
Yeah, she's like
one
a
of one.
GOAT status is all. That's the only way you can see to succeed in the WNBA is GOAT
she
status.
She has GOAT status.
I would love to have GOAT status. Just yeah. What and what?
What would you be the GOAT at?
That's what I was about to ask you. What field would you be the GOAT at? Maybe like chefing, you know, cooking shit.
Nah, you wouldn't be the GOAT at that.
That's fucked up.
I'd be the GOAT at like.
What, being a dumbass?
Probably being a dumbass.
Oh, I didn't know you were gonna pick. I would have said something different if you were gonna pick that one.
I'd be the GOAT at being a dumbass.
Yeah, you'd probably be super ass dumb, though. It'd be unfortunate. Probably couldn't even do math.
What would you be the GOAT at?
Well, I already said cooking.
That's wrong, though.
Maybe, like, rapping or something like that kind of thing.
You'd be the GOAT?
Yeah.
Who's your top five?
Top five rappers? Me, Lil Nas X, we already said him. Panini, shout out.
I don't like Panini.
Jaden Smith.
Icon, dude? You fuck with the Icon?
Justin Timberlake.
Sexy back.
I'm bringing sexy back. Is that four or three? I don't even know, man.
That's four.
That's four. And then for the final one, it's definitely not your ass. Probably Action Bronson. You ever seen the show Fuck That's Delicious?
No.
Wait, the goat at cooking and at fucking rapping, Action Bronson?
He is, dude.
You know that Twitter account where it's like, oh, but...
Accidental Bronson?
Accidental Bronson. Yeah. I basically do that in my day-to-day life just because my words have the impact of poetry.
Your words are poetry.
And I don't even have to sit down and write them for a long time. Like Action Bronson probably does. Dumbass. So I'll be like, oh, yeah, Rolex on my wrist... Wife in my arm.
Shit is ass, dude.
So like, oh, like
oh my God.
Lobster rolls for dinner. Don't know what's for breakfast. Wearing a beanie.
That shit is ass, dude.
With my.
Whoa.
I was about to say beaner, but yeah, I probably shouldn't say that either. Yeah.
That was pretty ass, dude. I don't know. I don't even think you're close to top five.
Really?
No, not in anyone's top five.
We're not even in, but GOAT status though.
No.
All right, man. I hate not having GOAT status. It's the most embarrassing thing about me.
Is it?
What about WOAT, bro?
The what? The worst of all time?
Yeah, what are you WOAT at?
Giving
birth?
Yeah, probably giving birth.
Yeah, I'd probably do that a little better than you. Just because my pain tolerance is better and I'm sort of just...
We should...
Give birth and see
how... should bring in those, like, birth machines.
Like the Try Guys, bro. Yeah. Bro wants to recycle shit, Try Guys. And that was, guess what? That was before fucking Neil left or some shit like that, bro. Come
his
on.
Name is Ned.
Because he cheated on his fucking wife, dude. And I've seen his wife before. How could you do that, dude? And guess what? She's a mom.
She's a mom, dude. How could you ever cheat on a mom?
You fucked over a mom, bro. And at the end of the day, that makes you scum to me. And yeah. He's still on the Try Guys, bro. Fucking Eugene, bro.
What?
Keith Lee.
Keith Lee.
Keith Lee on the Tries Guys.
On the Tries Guys. Keith Lee Tries Guys.
Yeah, with Eugene probably.
Ayo.
It's okay to be gay. But then guess what? He'd be cheating on a mom as well, his wife.
His wife is a mom, yeah.
Fuck, dude.
He was a
the endless cycle. You can't even cheat on anybody anymore.
Exactly, not with this woke culture.
This fucking woke culture honestly making it so hard to be a sort of an evil guy. I already said I'm Joker. What did you play?
I played Caleb Williams getting drafted because I just saw it.
Oh, my God. He's not even dedicating his full attention to the podcast.
Sorry, guys. It's the NFL draft. I'm telling you, I might get drafted.
And he's talking about this nerd shit that I'm doing. Meanwhile, he's kind of in both lanes. Bro, we'll talk about superheroes and then talk about a sports guy. Yeah, let me guess. Your biggest hero is fucking...
Tom Brady. Thomas Brady.
Yeah, probably for divorcing...
San Mateo legend.
Divorcing his wife. That's
no.
That's probably what you like most.
That's what I like least divorcing about
him. You like him for kissing his son and kissing his coach and kissing his dad.
He never kissed his coach. It's a fake photo.
That's a fake photo?
Yeah, dog.
Then why did I take it, bro?
You didn't take that shit.
I was at Super Bowl 41, dumbass.
That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like 15, actually.
And how old am I?
I don't know.
21. Like the guy?
Like the fucking Vine?
And bro, you probably would, if I asked you 9 plus 10, you'd probably also give a wrong answer.
No, dude, it's 19.
Let me think about that for a second.
Okay, one.
Okay, fine. You got that one right, dumbass. Yeah. I guess.
That's what I'm ghost status at, is math.
Okay, what's like what is a quadratic formula? Do you remember it?
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
That is not, the Pythagoras' theorem, dumbass.
What is the quadratic formula?
Shout out to all the geometry kids out there.
Shout out to Geometry Dash.
It's like B plus or minus square root of like BA or some shit all over 2A.
That's not close.
But I was fucking closer than you were, dumbass. You dumb bitch.
No, AX.
Don't even try to correct me because I'll pummel you, bitch.
AX squared plus BX.
Sorry, didn't mean to be so aggressive.
C equals zero.
C equals zero?
X being.
Yeah, I guess you must be C then.
The unknown.
Yeah, C for coat status.
What?
Coat status.
What does C stand for?
The cruelest of all
cruelest
time.
Cruelest of all time, dude.
Who's some coat status people out there?
Probably
like Harry Truman or something like that.
Harry S. Truman.
Harry S. Barker.
Harry Ass Truman.
Oh, no, you got him, bro. Bro, Bob, leave him alone.
Bob Barker.
Why is Bob Barker so bad?
And Henry Danger.
Henry Danger. He's a superhero, dude. He's a damn hero. And you're fucking putting him on coat status?
Not my goat. He's my coat.
He's your coat, the cruelest of all time.
That's why he's the coat.
Yeah, so you actually are on the villains team. I didn't realize that. I was talking about superheroes. Meanwhile, I probably should have switched it up to talking about what, like Scarecrow and stuff like that.
Scarecrow is kind of a lame one.
So you have opinions, bitch. You're so deeply rooted into the
villains. I never said I didn't have
bro
opinions.
Bro loves villains. Fucking Maleficent is probably your best friend.
No, Maleficent's also kind of a lame one.
Okay, then who's a cool villain you like then?
Let's see. There's Reverse Flash.
Reverse Flash is pretty cool.
There's
you know,
Mr.
Where it's
Frost.
Like, you know where it's like, oh, I jerked you off at supersonic speed. You would do some shit like that.
There's freaking Apocalypse.
Why are you focusing on DC so much, man?
Because they have cool villains.
Yeah, but there's cool villains in every fucking...
Okay, there's comic. Magneto.
Yeah, I like Magneto.
Yeah, those are cool villains.
Dumbass.
Roasted his ass.
Thinks he's cool, but he actually is nerdy as hell. And he loves the villains, which are actually the bad guys. That's against the moral of the story, man. Yeah, morally gray, you're morally gay. It's okay to do that, too.
It's okay to be morally gay.
It's okay to be morally gay. That's sort of when you like stuff and it likes you back.
What is it?
Hold on.
What would morally gay be?
Morally gay, it would sort of be like, oh, what's right or wrong? Right and wrong shouldn't have sex, and right and right should have sex. Is that nothing?
It's nothing.
That's devastating for me, man. Who's a mother villain?
None.
Oh, she's mother. Kind of like TikTok or Twitter or something like that and saying that.
How do you feel about that phrase?
Mother?
Mm-hmm.
She's well, it's kind of hyping up mom, so I'm pro.
You're pro? Yeah, I'm pro.
I'm pro-mother at the end of the day, man. And I'd be a pro-mother if there was
Are you good over there?
And my nose kind of itches, man.
Scratch it.
I don't want to full on scratch. I just kind of press into it. That's how I scratch my nose. That's how ballers scratch their nose.
Ballers with Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, and the bald guy.
Oh, yeah, the bald guy.
More like Baldur's, that show, because there's two bald guys fucking.
Baldur's? Baldur's Gate, dude?
Yeah, you would know video games, dumbass. I hate this bitch. I love him, but.
This is fucking Call of Duty ass bitch across the table.
Yeah, you'd hate to get quickscoped by me. Me using a DSR and killing him? No, I wouldn't do that. I'd probably keep you alive.
What if I turn my back on you?
Oh, my God.
Backstab you.
I'll shoot your spine, bro, and I'll cripple you and make you depend on me.
With Drake and Degrassi?
Have you seen Phantom Thread?
Yeah, have I seen Phantom Thread?
Phantom Thread.
Phantom of the Opera.
Instead of fucking Daniel Day-Lewis, it's fucking Phantom, dude. Imagine you take a Phantom tax, but she's slowly poisoning you when you take the food. That's what Phantom Thread's about. Bro, what is going on with the draft that's so
interesting? Nothing. For some reason, Adobe Photoshop is opening, but I didn't even open it.
Bro has a ghost on his computer.
Probably.
Some sort of virus that, oh, dude, it's like Timmy Turner.
Timmy Turner.
I was about to do that too. You remember the episode where they go inside like technology?
Oh, that's a cool one.
And she's, yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah, man. And they go to like different TV shows and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
Probably the best episode.
I love the Crimson Chin. You remind me of him, actually.
Why?
Just because your face is sort of so like a protruding hero? And sort of, yeah, you're not a hero, man. you'd be the villain.
No. And what was
and
the
you're
villain?
Free to say his name.
What was the villain's name again?
You're absolutely free to say his name, dude.
No, dude, I forgot. Can you remind me?
You're the one who's a big villain fan.
I didn't even realize there was a villain for the Crimson Shit. So
the Crimson Shit, yeah, you would call him that because you don't respect heroes. You only respect villains.
I mean,
if you
please inform me of what his name is.
And I'll pass, bro. Yeah, I'm more like Cosmo. Okay, you could be Wanda and I could be Cosmo. Which little boy are we helping?
I don't think we should be helping a little boy.
Well, that's the rules, bro. It's in the duh rules.
It's in duh rules.
Bro, forget Jordan Von Strangles.
Jordan Clarkson.
Jordan Clarkson?
Yeah.
Who's that? Is he on the draft?
No, he's a Filipino-American basketball player.
I love Filipinos, dude.
Yeah? Who's your favorite?
Favorite Filipino. Damn, that's hard. Probably my friend Melray, bro.
Melray?
We were honestly really close until he punched me in the stomach.
Not like Bruno Mars?
No, I mean,
like
I don't Rodrigo. I don't know Bruno Mars. I don't know Olivia Rodrigo.
You don't know Bruno like me?
I knew my friend Melray.
Oh.
Yeah, and we were really close. When Mario left, we went from a trio to a duo, and we had to survive off that, and he didn't like me that much. So.
He didn't?
Yeah, but I liked him, so.
You liked him so much.
Not so much.
You liked him a lot.
Don't make me seem like some sort of greedy friend bastard, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Rest in peace, Melray, man. Honestly, I miss you every day.
Melray, this podcast is for you.
just fly high, man. That's all I can ask. That's all I can ask. Just fly high.
Everybody keep Melray in your thoughts.
And prayers, please. Please pray every day. I know. Okay. You always see about guys talking about workout every day, do business stuff every day. Pray every day, guys. Please. A little Our Father, a little Hail Mary. And you'll be saved. Jesus saves. God did.
Jesus is the one.
God did. You know how like
God did.
Do you know like Ray in like the he's like friends with Kai Cenat and stuff.
No, I don't know who that is.
He's like this. I feel like I think he's like this Taiwanese dude. That,
oh yeah. Okay, I do know Ray. Yeah. What Ray? Ray really?
He's
Ray
really funny to me, man.
Yeah, I'm looking. Yeah, I do know him. I remember he. Oh, I saw a clip where he was like trying to someone who was trying to set him up with a girl.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh.
I saw him say he wants a black queen.
Does he?
I think I heard him say that. And I heard him say God did. And that's
God
why I
did.
Said, God did. We should start getting into that, dude. Attributing every good thing that happens to us, it's God's fault.
God did.
Every bad thing, too, then, by that logic.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, okay, let's say that Lionel gets kidnapped. God did.
God did.
Now I know where to find you. Heaven.
God, this
sort of makes things cut and dry, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
St. Peter. Imagine kissing St. Peter at the gates. Give me the key, boy. I would.
Hey, Pete.
If I was at some sort of decision where, like, some sort of fucking middle world where they had to decide if I was going to heaven or hell, I would
limbo.
I would suck up to whoever
Oh, dude, no. I'd
whoever was president of that little middle space, I'd be fucking on their dick, quite frankly. Oh, I'd be like, please, please, please let me into heaven. I've been such a good boy. And I'd probably wear whatever dog outfit they'd give to me.
Why would they give you a dog outfit?
I don't know. I'm just expecting the worst. Isn't that better than nothing?
I guess you're right.
Dumbass.
Really hurt.
Yeah. Are you going to go to heaven or hell, do you think?
Depends on what, like, the qualification. Like, do you have to do everything that's in the Bible?
Yeah. Have you masturbated?
Yeah.
Have you, what's another one? Did you, if you got your period, did you burn your sheets afterwards?
I've never had a period.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are on that. It seems unclear. You've never had your period before?
No, no. Have you?
Yeah, I get it every week.
That doesn't seem safe or
it's
like...
It's normal to bleed, bro. You just let it fall. I mean, you obviously put some gauze on or whatever.
Gauze?
People use different methods. There's like diva cups, you know, like...
Pads, tampons,
and then gauze. Just gauze that you get out of like a normal kind of... Well, so I found mine in a toolkit.
I don't think you're supposed to have it every week. Don't think that's...
Every week?
That's what you said. You said you have it every week.
You think it's supposed to be more often, bro. It sucks. I'm basically getting it every day. I only have a day gap in between my weeks.
That's not healthy. You should have it every month.
And well, it's just sort of some...
That's it.
I mean, I don't know what... Ladies, I don't know what your periods are like, but mine is a yellow drip that sort of comes from me. Different areas each time also.
Okay.
Belly button, penis, ass. Just sort of a yellow drip.
Drip, drip.
Shout out yellow drips. My favorite is piss. My second favorite is...
Lemon head.
Probably squirt.
Squirt
is not quite yellow. probably like mustard. I love mustard, dude. Just yellow mustard. So
just yellow mustard?
Checks out. Fuck Dijon.
You don't like Dijon?
Not really. It's a little too strong for me. It reminds me of mustard.
Someone was walking in.
Someone.
No. It just sounded like, but you like hit something.
I forgot to be scared, dude, so don't even remind me.
The squeak of your chair is going to be in this entire episode.
That's fine. You know, please listen, by the way.
I think we got more listeners on episode 3 than episode 2.
Really?
Yeah.
This
is progress. It's progress.
Yeah, I love progress. I hate setbacks. I love progress.
Exactly. Fuck setbacks, dude.
For real, dude. And a setback in my life? What?
Sorry.
What?
Nothing.
You laughing at my haircut?
No. He said, fuck setbacks. It's just one letter off from him.
Fucking setbacks, bro.
All these setbacks ruining our jobs.
My damn grandma was a setback.
No.
No, I actually love all people of different kind of backgrounds. But I do hate when plans are interrupted.
Exactly, dude.
I'm like fucking Mexican.
We're both Mexican.
Yeah. I'm only half, so is Lionel. So together
we're one Mexican.
This podcast is one Mexican and one Mexican. Central American. I hate Central Americans too.
They're the worst.
Yeah, fucking. Oh, you want to eat plantains, bro? Cooked banana, bro. What are you even talking about?
Baseball.
That's more your thing. That's more Caribbean thing and a Nicaraguan thing.
Yeah, that's the sound they make.
Well, don't stop owning us, dude. Stop poning us, dude.
Fucking get pwned, Central America.
Nobody says pwned anymore, man.
We should start getting into that.
Yeah, but like...
Start saying pwned after...
Oh, get pwned.
Pwned!
Yeah, like I make fun of someone and be like, oh my...
Oh, God. Get pwned!
Get pwned, loser. You know what I'm trying to bring back? Fapping. Please fap. Yeah. Police fap.
Fap.
Yeah, I'm sort of getting into fapping. Just researching and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm not too scared to actually do it, but like, yeah,
But you've looked into it?
I'm interested, man. I'll say I'm interested.
I don't know where I need to sign up, but I'm interested.
Yeah.
All of his money's it's been invested into Fapcoin.
Fapcoin. It's a new Elon Musk coin. I sort of love fapping to Elon Musk. Or fapping Elon Musk is usually what I'm doing.
Exactly.
It doesn't much hire me these days. It was more of like a 10 years ago kind of thing. I was working this gig on this island, man.
Dude, it was such a sweet gig,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah.
I got
free virgin margaritas every day, bro.
Oh my God. I only had to work like once a week.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Two subs of that puts my ass to sleep.
Oh my God. Dude. Oh, dude, that shit would be killer, dude.
podcast.
There were so many famous people on that. Dude, star-studded.
Star-studded, honestly.
Oh, my God.
Who's some of the
Stephen
guys?
Stephen Hawking, dude. Stephen, he was on
oh,
there.
My God, dude. My biggest... honestly,
theory,
I
love Theory of Everything.
I love Theory. I do, too, dude. I love Eddie Redmayne. Shout out the Danish girl.
Shout out Danish girl.
Yeah, I love Eddie...
And Danish women and Danish moms.
Eddie Redmayne was not on the island. I would have loved to see him, though. I would love to work with him briefly in that moment. Sort of run lines. Maybe I could be... what's his name? The disabled guy in that movie.
Stephen Hawking?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought Stephen Hawking was a different guy.
No.
I thought it was the wife, the mom. Because I sort of attribute sort of all genius power intellect to moms.
That's true.
Does Stephen Hawking have a kid? Did he? Kenny?
I don't know.
Does his dick work?
I mean, if you were on the island.
Something had to be happening. Something, unfortunately, was working.
I'm
glad he's dead.
Just had to, you know.
Einstein is sort of my science goat, honestly.
Science goat?
I love that tongue photo. I'm like, damn, bro.
Damn, how far does that
He had the receipts to prove that he was a freak, bro.
equals MC squared, dude.
Ooh, yeah. Shit. More like 3 equals D type shit.
Like, imagine being a freak and smart as fuck. I don't have to. I'm both.
That scares me. I'm sort of intimidated by intelligence and also freakishness.
And freakiness?
Freakiness. Damn, he freaky.
I'm not freaky. I just am a freak.
He's horribly just sort of burnt up. And he is leprosy. We both have leprosy.
Yeah,
we're doing this from a cave, by the way.
Exactly. We have not. This is why we don't have any video versions of this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We're covered in sort of soiled wraps that we have to change.
Under wraps.
Yeah, keep our leprosy under wraps. Ooh.
Ooh. Bars?
Yeah, accidental Bronson.
growing up on the island.
Suddenly we're growing up there. Yeah, I guess you can call us Island Boys.
Island? Oh my God. Is that why they were called Island Boys?
Now I know why. They kiss each other. Probably some traumatic
some trauma, dude.
I hate trauma. Oh, I thought I forgot my keys. They're in my pocket.
No, they're in your pocket.
It would honestly be an emergency if I didn't.
I have my keys, though.
Oh, okay, so it's not no longer. No we longer. Live together.
We do live together.
We live
across the hall.
Yeah, across the hall. And, well, there's a kitchen between us.
Yeah, there's a kitchen.
And a living room in, kind of in between us. They kind of overlap a little bit in terms of open concept as hell.
It is a very open concept.
I hate.
We live on a what?
I hate open concept.
Well,
I would love for everything to be blocked off and separated.
Exactly.
Yeah. Annexed.
Did you, your after school, was it called Annex? Because mine was called Annex. But I didn't go.
I don't remember. If it had a name, I wouldn't remember. I would go.
After school.
Just in case my grandma was like, I don't know. She just wasn't, she took her time kind of thing when she came to pick us up. Or if my dad was picking us up, like sometimes we'd be there like 2 hours, 3 hours, just hanging out, just chilling with the boys.
Would you be there with your siblings?
Yeah, and after, like, an hour, like, all my friends would disappear, and I'd just have to hang out with my siblings. Fucking, goddamn,
oh my
God, I hate my family.
Worst.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
And then it's fucking suddenly they're talking about dumb shit, and I'm like, whoa, I want to play with my boys.
Yeah, fuck. Where'd my boys go?
Shout out Mario, shout out Nochesley, shout out,
Nochesley?
Yeah, dude, that was my friend.
It's a cool-ass name.
It was a cool-ass name, dude. And Nochesley, he had a braid.
How do you spell that?
N-O-C-H-E-T... Or E-T-Z-L-I? Nochesley? Yeah, it's like some sort of like...
That's cool as fuck.
Indigenous, I think he was Mexican, stuff like that. That's pretty cool. He had a braid, though.
Oh.
And I used to pull on it. Don't arrest me for a hate crime.
I used to know kids with like rat tails and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I had a little rat tail.
You did?
On. It was barely there. My mom would have kicked my ass if it had grown longer, but I managed to keep it for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, but we should do that, man. We should get
rat tails.
I could have had one if I had just asked the haircut lady, just leave one little strip. I banged the table. One little strip.
Could have done it.
I would have looked fresh
as hell. Fuck,
so
dude.
Fucking fresh.
So fucking fresh.
So clean.
So clean.
I'm not clean, though. God, it's been so long since I've had, like, a bath or a shower. Like, it's crazy it's not a rule anymore that you have to do that.
I'm just going to take a quick break and text our roommate.
Who asked?
Nobody asked anything, but we have to meet up.
Getty? Oh.
Yes.
Dr. Getty. Professor Getty. Yeah. But it's crazy that there's no standard for keeping clean anymore. Like, people just, after COVID, people just let you do what you want. What are you asking?
No, I'm going to ask if he's on campus.
Ask if he showered recently.
I showered recently.
You did?
Yeah.
Dude, who showers anymore, though?
Everyone.
It's not cool to do that
It's pretty normal, dog.
It's not normal to me, man.
Normalized showering.
It freaks me out. Like, you're letting all that soap touch you and stuff. Like, that's not natural, bro. That's in.
Pause.
Bro thinks he's Biden.
Yeah, Biden time.
More like Joseph Carr Biden. He's a freaking transformer.
Joseph Carr Biden?
And then he's fucking.
That was really good.
Thank you, man. I used to do it all the time.
Dude, I used to have my fucking. My grandma bought me for my 8th birthday a transformer toy. And it was so fucking hard to put that shit, like, together and back. It was like an airplane that would transform into a
transformer. Oh, was it Starscream? You had a... Of course he had a Decepticon, by the way, because he's a villain. You are the villain of my life. I will hunt you down.
Bro knew that off, like, two descriptions.
Bro, there are multiple planes in fucking Transformers, you dumbass, bro. I just knew he was a Decepticon.
What was his name?
Starscream.
Starscream?
Oh my god.
Yeah, bro, this was him. It was legit. This is legit him.
Remember when in Revenge of the Fallen when Optimus said, "I'll take you all on." Bro.
I used to have a Transformer.
It got me hyped as a, have a Transformer young backpack. Little tot.
People would comment on it.
I had a Bumblebee poster in my room.
I don't give a fuck. But people would be like, "Oh, you like Transformers?"
Wait, you just called me a punk ass bitch for liking Transformers, and suddenly you're the one with a backpack. You're the one with merch on.
Yeah, bro. Weird how the world
I had a
works.
SpongeBob
right?
backpack, man. It had a bunch of like.
I was trying to do the fucking laugh, and I couldn't.
Oh, I thought you were doing Squidward. I'm like, yeah, you would be. He was tickling his little throat while he was doing it. Throat goat. Oh, you're the throat goat.
Oh, dude, that's what I'm the goat at. Throat.
Fuck, now I gotta figure out my
thing. Dude.
Maybe the boat goat. Sailing and
the,
stuff.
The best of all time, greatest of all time.
No, dude, I'm just a nice guy.
You're the coat goat.
The cruelest of all time, greatest of all time?
Yeah.
I don't want to be cruel. I want to treat animals.
Cruel summer?
I'm done treating animals so poorly. In 2024 is the year of me taking care of animals instead of hitting them and hurting them.
Exactly. You're really starting to worry me.
I keep taking in dogs, and the problem is they're so loud about it. Yeah, of course they're disappearing. I'm killing them. It takes a while, but I do it. Or sometimes I'll sell them for, like, meat and stuff like that.
Oh, he walked back to get Mary's. We're on campus.
We are right now. Not to dox us. Or don't swat us.
I mean, we're just saying on campus.
Don't swat us.
Not many people know what campus. Actually,
I think I would like
everybody who's listening.
I think I would be swatted if I could.
Why?
I
feel like I would die.
Can you sue? Can you get money for it?
I don't think anybody's ever sued.
Yeah. Well, I would try, bro. They broke down my door. They think I'm some sort of...
Yeah, you would sue.
Yeah, using... Why are you against suing, dude? If I get hit by a car, you don't want me to sue?
Bro just wants to be swatted because he wants to talk to the SWAT.
No, I don't look up to them.
Like, I respect you.
I hate the police, man. I fucking... If I see a cop in public, I immediately go for their gun.
Some fucking Casey Affleck type shit.
Oh, yeah, when he's in Manchester by the Sea. I don't try to kill myself. I try to... just. I like doing fun stuff. Like, people hate when people have...
People are
time.
Just haters, man.
They really are, dude. They see me
haters.
Having fucking Raiders, and they see me.
I said fucking haters.
I know, and I said Raiders.
Oh, my bad. I didn't.
Bro is not following.
Oh, I didn't follow.
And now I lost my train of thought, you dumbass bitch.
There goes your train of thought.
And I'm going to have to fight you mid-pod just to have a little segment going.
I derailed his train of thought.
If Lionel and I were to have an oiled up wrestling match, I would win.
Oiled up? No, dude. I'd thrive oiled up.
You soak up the oil and use it
for
power,
dude, bro. Exactly. Everybody knows I'm oily.
I'm an everyman.
I'm an everyman.
Yeah. As in Lionel fucks every man he sees.
No.
Oh.
I got pwned, I guess.
He's a hoe.
Our roommate is heading over.
Is he?
Yeah.
What time is it? 5:47?
It's 5:47.
When did we start?
It starts, we probably started an hour ago. You want to go check?
I'll go check. Cool. Say something.
What's up, guys? This is the Lionel Minute. I'm going to talk about the NFL draft.
Oh,
the Chargers are picking right now. They just got a new coach, Jim Harbaugh. The pick is in.
More like hard cock.
And,
hard ball.
Let's see who they choose.
Hard ball. Take them a minute. You said hard ball?
The draft is in Detroit, as I said earlier. Yeah. I might cut that part
Detroit.
Out.
Detroit. You know, used to be a thriving city full of car manufacturers, and now it's it's left with nothing.
I think it's a thriving city.
People keep outsourcing labor.
I think it's back. Like, I think Detroit is back.
China and Mexico and stuff like that. And
they have
NAFTA,
a sign.
NAFTA gave them. They have a sign.
Yeah. Have you seen the Detroit sign?
Oh yeah. I did see the, that was funny as fuck.
That was pretty funny.
You know what? We should start dissing landmarks.
Yeah, dude.
Golden Gate. More like
Golden Gate. More like Golden.
What you gonna call
great.
It?
Great.
You see, it'd be too played out to call it gay because it's San Francisco, so it's already sort of.
They drafted Joe Alt.
What?
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, Joe Alt-Right.
He doesn't even look happy that he got drafted.
Yeah,
that's
because
insane.
He's
look
too,
at how sad this guy looks.
Too busy worrying about. I hate the way that guy looks.
Yeah, why
he
did
looks
they
14.
They should have drafted.
He looks so young.
Should have drafted a wide receiver. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, a wide receiver sounds hot,
yeah,
I
say
guess.
Say something.
I don't know.
A wide receiver and a tight end?
Yeah. These football jokes are played out. That's what, I have nothing to work with because I don't even know what's going on. All I said was hard cock.
There's a show called Hard Knocks.
The school. Oh, yeah, there is.
School of Hard Cocks.
I actually have watched that show, cool. And it was actually pretty good.
Hard Knocks?
Yeah, you shouldn't be seeing cock at school. That should be saved for your day-to-day. A third place, really.
Yeah, your home, your job, or your school, and then wherever you see your cock.
Not your cock. Wherever you see any cock.
Any cock?
Yeah, sort of like a brothel or something like that. My third place is always the brothel. I mean, hard at work type shit.
Exactly.
Know?
Hardly working.
Oh, wait, that's my second place. Sorry.
My first place is home. My
I
second
guess my
place
third
is
place
a
would
brothel.
Be
a dungeon.
Yeah, maybe my dungeon. I am in my dungeon a lot. You're in there too.
He is in his dungeon era.
I'm in my dungeon era. I'm in my imprisoning fools era.
I'm in my imprisoning fools era.
I sort of torture heathens day and night.
Dude,
and that's
like
sort of,
the
it's a labor
Pilots
of love.
Song? For Suicide Squad?
Bro, oh my god. He knows 21 Pilots. Now you okay, corny alert. Yeah, next you're gonna tell me about fucking Imagine Dragging my favorite song through your head.
No. What's your favorite Imagine Dragons song?
I feel it in my bones.
What song is that? Radioactive.
Yeah, and the music video is a teddy bear.
Oh, sorry, guys, that's a little loud.
He sang way too fucking loud, and everybody hated it. Nobody wants to talk about this 2010s garbage, bro. We're in the new era. It's 2024. We listened to Hyperpop and
Charlie XCX,
and we canceled Eminem. By the way,
Eminem. The
Charlie XCX is a little honestly dated at this point. Yeah, dated by fucking probably a famous person on some sort of famous dating app, maybe. Raya. Is that a famous one?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, I'm on it. That's how I know. Well, I'm not on it. The death of the queen, the most significant mother
of
all time. Honestly.
God save the queen.
GILF status, though?
GILF definitely. GILF status.
Oh, I would actually disagree.
Really?
Probably for that fucked up shit England did back in the day, dude. She probably watched that shit. She said
she
nothing.
She was probably okay.
She's like,
with that.
You're in India? You're probably doing good stuff there. They were doing a bunch of fucked up shit, Queen Elizabeth.
It was really bad
and
stuff.
For that, I remove your GILF status. I rip off her name tag that she always wears, the classic queen name tag.
Queen Elizabeth, officially not a GILF.
Replacing a queen with a king is so fucked up and backwards, honestly dystopian.
And then they're going to replace that king with another king.
Really, dude?
When he dies.
Charles
yeah.
or something?
Something. William.
With William, his bald really? Son? Oh, God. Ugh. If I had a son who was bald, bro, I would put his fucking ass down, bro. Oh, you're born bald?
Yeah. Nah.
Suddenly, these bald people are saying, we're born bald. We can't help it. Fuck you.
Yeah, Billy hates people with alopecia.
No, I don't hate
He does. He
that.
Just admitted to
I just need
people
you
who
to
are born bald.
I just need you to wear a wig. And eyebrow ones. Eyebrow wigs.
All right. All right, guys.
Oh, yeah. I guess we're closing it out there. Because sorry for a rushed bit, honestly.
Thanks for listening to the episode of 4.
Yeah, thank you.
Follow our Instagram.
Please, really?
Rate this 5 stars.
I draw pictures every week.
We might get a YouTube or something.
I don't know. We have to record shit.
We could just put the audio up.
Yeah, but that's... Like a background. We already have audio. People have Spotify.
I guess you're right. We would have to start recording.
Is it on Apple Music?
No, it's not.
Can we do that?
I'm sure we can.
Should probably figure it out.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.